The Ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. Where does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is trifecta time here on a Wednesday where we recognize those who have recently passed by taking a moment to consider how much they matter and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Where are we presently, Mr. Deej?
We have a chance to close out room 508 today, currently occupied by Lonnie Anderson and Danielle Spencer.
Danielle Spencer.
That is D from What's Happening.
Ah, yes. I knew that.
Yes.
Okay.
So Donovan Lewis joins us now, our seventh Supreme Court Justice.
Hi, Donnie.
Hello, Hardline.
Hi, Donnie.
Today we try to induct a Dallas Cowboy legend, the great Lee Roy Jordan, who passed away last week at the age of 84?
Where's Eli Jordan?
Not Eli Jordan. Leroy. Yeah, 84 years old. He played his entire 14-year pro career with your Dallas Cowboys. He was an all-pro linebacker. He was in 5 Pro Bowls, 3 Super Bowls, of course, winning one in 1972. And he was, by all accounts, the dude, meaning you didn't mess with him. You didn't mouth off to him. You, as Drew Pearson said, you walked up, you shook his hand, and you hoped to God he didn't kill you. He was meaner than sin out on the football field, not off the field. They say he was undersized at 6'1", 215. That seems about right, though, for the 60s and early 70s. Maybe got up to 225 or something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Also had the nickname Killer.
Yeah.
Which,
Wi-Fi.
So Chuck Howley was listed at about 230 and Dave Edwards 225. So Leroy Jordan, the third in the Doomsday linebacker crew, was 215, you say?
215, yeah.
Wow.
Grew up in rural Alabama.
Rural.
And was a Paul Bear Bryant pet project. The Bear loved him at Alabama. As he says, I've never had another one like Leroy Jordan. He would have made every tackle on every play if they had stayed in bounds. And he had that face, too, like... he almost looks like John Cena. Like, he's got this chiseled head that screams middle linebacker or maybe pro wrestler. Like
just, jorts.
Yeah, like, he's just... he just looks so incredibly imposing.
Waving his hand in front of his face before every play.
And I know Donovan, I mean, he came up here a couple of times and did interviews with us. I know he was on with you and Norm.
Maybe.
Oh, he was.
I don't remember if he was.
He definitely was. But yeah, goes to the University of Alabama. And we heard that he was going to go to Auburn, but they weren't too keen on him being married. Like, right out of school, he grew up in a town of 300 people, and I think he got married at a really young age. And even though that was probably not too uncommon for kids to show up on campus married, Auburn didn't want to deal with it, and so he went to Alabama.
They should have gone to BYU.
Don't know if that would have fit his belief systems, but yeah, it says from when he played for the Crimson Tide, they lost twice. That's it. In 3 years, they won both the Sugar Bowl and the Orange Bowl. And during the entire 1961 season in which he was the anchor of the defense, they allowed 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Different time, but still, even back then, that's incredibly impressive. First round draft pick of the Cowboys in 1963. It's an awesome photo of him out there with Tom Landry, hatless, and Tex Schramm and him holding the contract up that he's getting ready to sign.
Did he have the same outfit Emmitt Smith had on his draft day?
No.
It was the reverse. It was yellow with dark polka dots.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, Drew Pearson says that when he showed up there, that Leroy Jordan would start fights with players that he thought were sloughing off. He says, even today when I see him, it sometimes sends chills down my spine.
He had the ultimate mean defense face mask where it was just the four quadrants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the bar down the middle and the bar across the middle. And it seemed like it barely did any good whatsoever, but he didn't care.
No, he didn't care. And you know, this is definitely one of those guys that we're too young to have seen play live. But to hear my dad and my uncles talk about Leroy Jordan and what an animal he was out there on the field, it feels like Dick Butkus in stature almost, but he didn't really get the hype of Butkus.
Well, I mean, he was just part of so many names from those Cowboys teams that it does feel like his story isn't told often enough, but to dig back into the details, he's everywhere. And he's right there front and center in those Super Bowls and in all of those wars in the late 60s and early 70s, like front and center. And some of his pictures are so iconic.
Yeah, they are. He exudes what I think the Dallas Cowboys were back then, you know?
Yeah.
Especially like in the pre Don Meredith type days, you know, as they were building the team, and it was probably just him and Bob Lilly that hung around there for 8 or 9 years before they got really good.
Look at this great picture of him tackling Leroy Kelly of the Browns in the 69 playoffs in the mud. I think that's at Fair Park.
That's awesome, dude.
Isn't that awesome?
So he was born in a town in Alabama called Excel. Again, 300 people. His parents, Walter and Cleo Jordan, how stereotypical is this for the time, ran a farm with livestock and a variety of crops. They had no electricity until Leroy was in middle school. He rode to and from school on a horse. Dude.
Are you serious?
That's like a story some grandparents would tell you. That's not true.
I know. And again, my dad's a little younger than my dad. I mean, this is one generation removed from me that this guy is riding to school on a horse. But he always said that a football game was always like a day off because he was so used to picking crops as a kid and he hated it so much. Married young, and after he retired his legendary career, he stuck around here. He ran a lumber supply company and was here till the very end.
Like, his middle name is Roy. Isn't first name Lee, middle name Roy? They just
called
him that both together.
That's right. And I mentioned in this picture. What?
That's not his name, Leroy?
No, it's Lee.
I think his first
Roy.
Name is Lee.
Okay, because now I feel like an idiot. So when he would make a tackle, they would say, great tackle, Lee? Not Leroy?
No, I think he was always called Leroy, wasn't he? Just like Billy Bob.
Okay.
It's not all one name.
Not like right. Leroy Selman. He was Leroy.
Right, and Leroy Kelly, who he's tackling in this picture, is one name.
Yeah, but
five
Lee
letters.
Roy.
Name, one name.
Yeah. We have a Leroy tackling a Leroy, but Leroy doing the tackling is two names, and Leroy holding the ball is one name.
He also had, like, these...
And there's two briskets and a cow.
Did he ever show up at any of those Alabama things you went to, Dave?
I don't think so.
He had, like, his hands were vice grips. Like, huge, country strong hands. That you would expect. Everything about him was middle linebacker. Everything about him was Alabama. Everything about him was Dallas Cowboys football.
You need to see the picture, Donovan, I just posted, and then tell me football should be inside in a dome. It's your worst
it should,
take. It's the worst
the biggest
take you
games,
have.
Yes. No, it's an awesome take.
We need mud and grass stains.
And by the way, I think I need to tweet this picture out because I know a lot of people don't remember our board op Cray-Tray. But in the photo here...
Did he play for the Doomsday defense?
He didn't, but tell me that Tex Schramm doesn't look like Cray-Tray.
Yeah. Young Tex Schramm is definitely Cray-Tray.
Is that? I've never thought of that. I've never put those two together. Oh, that's not Tex Schramm. That's Gil Brandt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Gil Brandt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Either way, though.
Pretty young.
Unfortunately, never elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but was Jerry's first inductee to the Ring of Honor.
Was he Jerry's first? Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
In 89.
College Football Hall of Fame, not Pro Football Hall of Fame, but yes, Ring of Honor.
So how many Ring of Honor guys do we have? Is it like up to 15, 18, something like that at this point? I mean, think about the history of Dallas Cowboys football, and there's still probably under 20 guys in that ring, and Leroy Jordan is one of them. He's a badass. This is scary.
So are we voting yes then based on that?
Lando, we'll let you vote first.
He's in.
We have 24 people in the Ring of Honor, 20 players, 2 execs, 2 head coaches.
Okay, so yeah, 20 guys out of the thousands that have played, he's one of them. DJ?
Yep.
Hamster?
Yep.
Well, I believe that
Johnny,
the heads of state, will all say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
And he gets it. He's in with Lonnie Anderson?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
His wife is going to be so upset by this news.
He's going to test his marriage in the afterlife.
God. So you think he'll be okay with Danielle Spencer? What if he goes that way?
For some reason, I always think of her as being Dee's age, and so it makes me uncomfortable.
She was like 60 when she passed, so.
I know.
I thought everyone was Jesus' age at Trifecta Lakes.
That's right. They're 33.
Okay.
They're 33 years old.
Yeah, so he has his pick.
Man.
You think she looks at the list and sees Leroy and she thinks he's going to be a brother and he walks in?
Yes, she's all excited. She's got roses waiting on him.
And then she's like, oh, it's two names, not one
name.
Like,
I think you have the wrong room, sir. I'm looking for Leroy.
All right, well, good job.
Yeah, good job. All right, Donnie, thank you very much.
All right, boys. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to come out to the remote?
Yes.
Dude, you're right down the street.
Let's go. We're at Rally House in Cedar Hill. Yes. Awesome.
Yep.
Come on out whenever. All right, Donnie. Thank you very much. Okay.
Later. Bye, Donnie.
Trifecta completed.